This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into a packed Aloe Fiber Studios. I am Tanner Schwint. My co-host Brian Carey, Angel Padilla, doing the production work today. Brian, we've been talking about this all morning. We're excited to learn more about some balloons being built for a great cause, my friend, and excited about you being a part of this event as well.
Yeah, this is going to be great. The big balloon build, and this is going to be a benefit for Life Stories. And this has been an organization that I've been so happy to be a part of and raising money for and believing in for the whole existence of this organization, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary and doing it in a fine fashion. One of the things I'm most proud of in my career in radio, which, you know, I brag about what a great run it's been. Mm-hmm. I've had so much success and won so many awards and accolades and all that, but there is nothing that I have been more proud of than being the voice and the vehicle for Northern Colorado to help children who have been abused. And that's what the 28 Hours of Hope was all about, and that's what Life Stories is all about. And that's what this event is going to be all about. Now, let's introduce everybody who's in here. I'd like you to introduce yourself and tell us, you know, what it is you do and why you're a part of this today. And why don't we start right over
there?
Go
ahead, Sharon.
Good morning. I'm Sharon Eberhard. I am co-chair on the Big Balloon Build and also community outreach specialist with Life Stories.
Very good. Thank you, Sharon.
And I'm Cheryl Brown. I am the other co-chair, and I am the business and development manager at Life Stories.
Very good. And photographer today?
Yeah, photographer, social media manager, you name it.
All right.
I wear a lot of hats.
Okay. Allison?
And I am Allison Dunning, owner of Balloon Art by Merrymakers, and I'm the host of the Big Balloon Build.
Ah, very, very cool. And?
My name is Stuart Davis. I am the director of the Big Balloon Build, and you can probably tell I'm not from Colorado.
I know South Dakota accents when I hear them.
Yeah, there is no doubt about that.
Well, let's start there then. Stuart, where are you from, my friend?
I'm from a little country called Wales, which is in the United Kingdom. And I'm being invited to bring the Big Balloon Build over to Greeley, Colorado this summer.
Well, let's start with this. Let's learn a little bit about what is the Big Balloon Build. Can you tell us a bit about what you do, Stuart?
I can. The Big Balloon Build is a global initiative. We're a 501c3 not-for-profit charity, and our aim is to make a difference through the joy of balloons. So when you see the joy in a child's eyes when they have one balloon, I was trying to imagine what it would be like with 125,000 balloons. So. and we bring 75 balloon artists from around the world. They leave their businesses. They pay their own way to come here. They pay for their own food just to make a difference to this community and to Life Stories.
How did you find your passion for this? How did you find that this is something that you wanted to dive into?
I believe my passion is more the voluntary sector. I worked as an assistant director for the Royal National Institute of Blind People for about 15 years. So I've always served communities and tried to make a difference and tried to overcome injustices wherever I was. But then I got involved with balloons through a family business. And just one night I was thinking, what if we combine the two and what impact that could have for a charity. So it's an amazing driving force for visibility. It's a unique event. We've only ever had seven. This will be the eighth over the last 7 or 8 years. It's going to be something to see.
What a brilliant idea of, you know, your passion of wanting to help and that you know, being a servant, if you will, to the community. And attaching that was something that suddenly became an interest, and you're like, there's a way to do this. Because the best fundraisers are ones that think outside of the box. You know, everybody's thrown a dinner.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's had a golf tournament. Everybody's had those type of things.
Yeah.
You always need to think outside of that box. And I don't know how much further out of a box you can get than a balloon. But where do you get? Now, I have seen photos. And by the way, what's a website where people could go and look at some of your work?
So they could either go to my website, bigballoonbuild.com, or to Allison's website, which is balloonartbymerrymakers.com.
Now, do you have your vision of what we are going to see at this event? Can you tell us a little bit about that or what you know at this point,
Stuart? We're still working through the fine detail, but we are. It's a space theme, reaching for the stars. And everybody who's coming in is going to be in exploring several strange worlds with an exploratory expedition crew.
That's incredible.
That is. Allison, how do you feel about getting the opportunity to work with somebody with this unique set of skills?
Well, I have known Stuart for quite a few years through our industry because we have conventions and things like that. So when I first heard about the Big Balloon Build, I was like, this is totally something I need to ask to bring to Greeley. And so I applied. He was like, you're like the perfect kind of person. And I was like, okay, this is great. So it's been serendipitous and just a wonderful journey pulling this together. I've already been doing this for about a year and a half. So
really?
Yeah.
In the plans of this?
Yes.
Because, man, a lot goes into this. This is not a spur-of-the-moment thing. There's so much thought and action that goes into this. Sharon, can you tell us about now the actual event itself? When will it be taking place? Where will it be taking place? Why will it be taking place? And how can people get involved?
That's a lot of questions, Brian.
It is.
You remember all those, Sharon?
I've written them all down, if you'd like.
We're really excited. The balloon artists actually come to Greeley on July 16th on that Sunday. And they start building. It takes them 3.5 days to be able to create this experience, and they release it to us on Thursday the 20th. We have planned 10 events in 4 days, so a little bit more
achievers.
Yeah,
you guys are just flat out nuts on this. Let me tell you. I mean, you are biting off a lot.
Yes, but we are so thankful because Ames Community College has graciously donated their whole facility for the whole 10 days and of
That's
the welcome
incredible.
Center.
Yeah.
So we will be there, and we're using every floor outside everything.
Well, tell us a little bit about Life Stories, too, because I think that's important for people to know about it. You may have heard it. I know we've had a chance to have you on World Gives Day as well, but as a reminder, tell people about what Life Stories' mission is.
All righty. Well, we used to be called A Kid's Place, so we are now Life Stories Child and Family Advocacy. We work with you from birth on up to 18 plus, aging out of the system, with our different programs. So basically what we do is we give youth a voice, youth who have been victims of abuse and neglect, and our big thing right now is let's turn hurt into hope. So we have the Children's Advocacy Center, and that's for forensic interviewing for kiddos who have been victims of abuse or witnesses to a violent crime, and they're able to tell their story in a very family-friendly environment. We have trained staff for that, also family advocates to help with the non-offending family members. How do we heal? What are the resources in the community for us to move forward? And then we also have the CASA program. It's court-appointed special advocates. We train, it's CASA of Weld County. We recruit and train volunteers, which we are in great, dire need of volunteers, but to serve as the voice of the child in the courtroom, those youth who are in victim open dependency cases because of abuse and neglect. And then we do the prevention piece. So
that you do the work of angels, and I have been saying that for years. And, you know, my mission was always to shine the light on something that was in the darkness completely, because we can't help it if we don't shine light on it. And the littlest bit of light in the darkest places is the most luminous force there is on the planet. And when you look at the stats of child abuse, and if I'm remembering right, that it was about 1 in 6 kids. You know,
and it's now it's 1 in 10. And
it's 1 in 10.
1 in 10 because of awareness. Because of things like this that we're doing here today.
And what we want, it gets deceiving, because you can see numbers go up in a year and you think, oh, there were more cases, or were more people getting open enough and comfortable enough to come out and talk. When you give a stat of 1 in 10, when you look at, you just go to a high school, look at the basketball team on the field. Statistically, one of those children has been through it. You know, and that's enough to grab you and just shake you. Mm-hmm. So the only way this gets solved is us as a community. It's us as going out and educating, and it's us speaking up. Now, right. Every child that's born is born to a set of parents, but they're also born to a community. And I feel it's our job as a community to look out for these kids because sometimes parents fail. Sometimes they get busy. It's not by their fault and they don't mean to, but it happens. Mm-hmm. Others, it's deliberate. But either way, we have an obligation to keep our eyes open and to say something when we see something.
Yes.
And that's what I really want to get across to people. Don't remain silent. If you think there's – I would much rather accidentally accuse somebody incorrectly than have not said a word at all.
Right.
So we need to get that out there first and foremost. Mm-hmm. How do you raise money with this event? How are you going to be able to – how do the funds come in and where do the funds go? What will this actually do for you, Cheryl?
Well, there are the way that we raise the money is through sponsorships, and we'll have ticket sales. So we have sponsorships right now for all kinds of different parts of our event. For our Galaxy, you can sponsor a table. We have title sponsors and all of that. And through ticket sales will come up. And then I do want to mention PDC Energy has graciously agreed to be a matching sponsor for our event. So we are going to raise money by having people buy, for $25, they can buy a star that are going to be put on a wall, and it'll be Light Up the Night campaign. And PDC is matching all of that for up to $25,000.
No, it's incredible. They're such
great people.
They're such a great partner of us here at this station as well, and just Northern Colorado as a whole. But if you're a business owner out there, you know, looking to get involved with this, how can people get a hold of you guys to reach out and get a sponsorship put into place?
The easiest thing would be to contact me or Sharon. My email is Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, at lifestoriesweld.org, or to head over to our website, lifestoriesweld.org. And we'll have a banner on our website that goes to the Big Balloon Build. And so people can get involved that way and do sponsorships. And then tickets will go on sale on May 1st. So there are lots of opportunities. As Sharon said, we have 10 events. And so there will be lots of opportunities to come and buy tickets and come through the event.
So is this event going to be taking – is it indoors? Is it going to be
Hell yes.
I was just going to ask, what what the hell happens if a big windstorm comes up, right? That was going to be my dumb question over here, but that's what I was wondering, right? Like,
yes.
Hey, how do you take care of that? But being inside helps.
Yeah, the balloons are built indoors, so in the event facility. However, since we have the entire facility, indoors and outdoors, we have outdoor events as well happening to engage the public with band nights and steam days. And so there will be general admission. There will be different events. And this is not something you're going to ever want to miss. This is coming to Colorado one time.
No, it sounds incredible.
People are going
incredible.
To freak out.
They're
going to
freak
out.
At
how elaborate and big this is. I mean, because I'm just seeing pictures, and I can't wait. And I've got to think, do we have to break here? Are we all right?
No, we're all right.
Okay. I'm just wondering, balloons have to be one of the more frustrating art materials. I would just think because of – my paint's never popped. Have you had some of those nightmares? Have you had any scenarios where this sounded like it was going to be a really good idea, but then getting my hands on it, this was a lot more than I thought?
One of the biggest difficulties with a big balloon build is everything is theoretical, because we can't practice 150,000 balloons.
Yeah.
So we come up with ideas and plans, and then we have to problem solve during the 3 days. Added to that, we have 75 balloon artists who basically run their own businesses, and then trying to bring 75 people who run their own businesses to work together. We've got to get teams that are working, functioning, and then delivering and performing within 3 days. So it's an amazing, insane, wonderful 3 days of build. But with regards to the balloons themselves, we use professional grade balloons. So I would guess out of the 125,000 we used last week in Lake Geneva, I would guess probably about 100 popped.
Really?
They have really good balloons. They're biodegradable. They're certified biodegradable. So they come from a rubber tree, and they will go back to the ground and biodegrade. But they are wonderful pieces to work with. I guess it's like Lego, except...
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Our Lego pieces, we can change the sizes, we can change the shapes. We put balloons inside balloons to create unique shapes which don't look like balloons. We create art that people will never have seen before.
How does it feel to step back once the thing's completed and you see the crowds come through and you see the reactions of the families, of the kids, of just the wonderment of what has done? What does that do for your soul?
It's great because we got the balloon artists stay there for the ribbon cutting, and then we have the first views coming in, and for the balloon artists to be able to see that, because generally they deliver the balloons to their customers and then leave and they don't see the party. So it's one of the big things we do is ensure all the balloon artists get to see the party. For me, it's seeing the community interaction more so than the balloons. I love what we create with the balloons. It's phenomenal. But seeing what impact it will have for life stories and what they're able to do. But also, you know, it's just coming in here today, as you said, is shining a light on an issue that needs to have a light shone on it. And that's what Life Stories does. And that's what we're going to be doing over the next 3 months. We'll be talking about the big balloon build, but we will be talking about what Life Stories, child and family advocacy do, and how they support people. So, yeah, it's about raising money, but it's also about finding volunteers that can support them. And also it's about shining that light and providing visibility to an amazing charity.
How beautifully stated. Those are great words, Stuart. Well,
guys, it's going to be an incredible event. Let me just say, please don't let Brian anywhere close to the finished product with the balloons. He's like a wrecking ball. He's a bull in a china shop. So don't let him anywhere close to the balloons.
I want to add Tanner. He can come on Monday the 24th. That's the big balloon pop.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. He's your man for that. I can promise you he's your man for that. Well, guys, thank you so much for your time in here today and for sharing the studio. Throw that information out there again, if we would, about how people can start to get involved. I know ticket sales are starting to go on May 1st, but throw that information out there again for everybody respectively.
Yeah, so ticket sales will go on sale May 1st. You can visit Balloon Art by Merrymakers.com/Big Balloon Build. All the information's there. We update that as we get new information. If you want to get pre-sale information, you can also sign up on there as well. And of course, you can always order balloons between now and then to help spread the joy.
I love it. I love
it. Absolutely.
And Life Stories information one more time, Sharon.
All righty. LifeStoriesWeld.org. Just go ahead there. Cheryl@LifeStoriesWeld.org or Sharon@LifeStoriesWeld.org.
Before we wrap up, is there anything that we missed that you really wanted covered here today?
The one thing, too, is it's bringing awareness to Life Stories, but we have an incredible community. We want to showcase everything out there, all the different organizations that serve our community. So it's about Life Stories, but it's also Weld County.
We'll definitely speak again before the event actually comes up. But thank you all for the work that you do. Bless your hearts. I appreciate what you do for the kids. And Stuart, thank you. Absolute pleasure to have you come into the studio, and thank you for lending your talents to the area. And Allison, I hope you enjoy getting to be a part of this and putting it all together. And thank you for all the work that you do for our kids as well.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you guys.
So
it's Good Morning NOCA. We'll have more when we get back.